reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path.'" John wore clothing of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Humbug! Bah humbug! Ebenezer had it right. Say it with me. Bah humbug! Don't you find December just a little too much? A little too crazy? I mean, there's so much to do. Our lives are complicated. We're complicated people living in a complicated world. We're in the era of multitasking. It's just too much at times. We've got jobs to hold down, bills to pay, families to take care of, children to cart all over the place, friendships to nurture, 1,000 things to worry about. And now we're in December. Now we're smack dab in the middle of Advent. And you know what that means. There's a tree to put up. You got to drag out all those decorations, cards that we need to write. Heaven forbid if you have to go to the stores and parties. Parties. Parties that we have to plan. Parties that we have to attend. So much stuff to fit into one day. It can be overwhelming. And then to top it all off, second Sunday of Advent, always, every year, the Baptist shows up. John comes and says, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." Thanks, John. Repent. Yet another thing to put on my to-do list. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for you. Thanks, John. You're a big help. Bah humbug. you know, that word, repent, Greek word, we translate as repent. It literally means to think it over, to change your mind, to reconsider. It comes from the Latin root, pensare, to think. And so to repent is to think again. A repentant person is a focused person. And repentance begins on the inside. It starts with identifying what is important, what is not, and what is really, really, really important. Repentance is another way that we regain our focus. Repentance is taking stock, sorting things out, getting our priorities in order. Repentance is getting rid of all the things that weigh us down, all those things that we thought that we needed but really don't. Repentance is lightening the load and taking it one day at a time. Repentance is placing our attention on what really matters, staying in the moment, resisting the urge to waste our energy and be distracted by things that don't really count. Maybe John had it right. Maybe I do need the Baptist to show up on the second Sunday of Advent every year. I need John to save me from myself, get me back on the right path. Help me focus on what really matters. Be focused. The kingdom of God is at hand.